Y'all have no chill. What up, everybody? Agency, you were first. Congratulations. Quantum was second. Shack Attack. We had Swarly in the house. National Burrito Day? I did not know. I guess that makes sense. Jimmy Jester, what up, brother?
Oh, Burrito Day.
I like that. Metaverse Millen, Mass Chef, who will be on later. Spark Tycoon got an update. Oh, man, I got to check out my Spark Tycoon. Girlzilla, what up, Zill? Look at that. Dallas Blues Man, what up? Yeah, Quantum, chill. 1 minute, no. Too Stupid is running late. I'm holding down the fort. All by myself. Rodrigo. Yeah, where are you? I like your little avatar. You look so professional. Monopoly Mike, what up? Oh, dude, Galactus Buck in the house? What up, Galactus? I haven't seen you in a minute. Let's go. Late. Hey, better. You're not. Hey, considering the host isn't even here yet. You're good. Oh, Too Stupid is late. What about, have you guys signed up? Who's got the biggest multiplier on the new Upland airdrop system, huh? I got like 4X, 5X. He's the co-host now. I think I saw a 6X. I think Too Stupid actually got a 6X, 5X for you, Shaq. I'd be curious to know, starting with the BTB, you got this. Thanks, Keith. I got 6X for my Quailwood people. What? One of your Quailwood people has a 17X? Dang. They got some reach. Got that Godzilla reach. Metaverse Millen's sitting at 11X. Seen somebody with a 13X. Dang. That is sweet. Oh, nice of you to join.
Hey, I was evaluating a 9-10-year-old boys for baseball. So,
yeah, phrasing on that wasn't fantastic, but
sorry, I was looking for our background.
Yeah, obviously you were. Yeah, get it together.
Sorry, the baseball
sparkly drop. It's gonna rain. It's gonna sparkle down on you.
Yeah. Baseball draft tonight. They're like, oh, it starts at 6:15 or 7:15. I said, not a problem. That should take 45 minutes, maybe an hour. And like these dudes wanted, I'm like, these are 9 and 10 year olds. Nobody's making $1 million. We're not making $1 million being coaches. Just
wait. Kids and go. So these are adults drafting children to their baseball team? Or are you like fantasy drafting like junior league? Like what is happening?
No, it's not fantasy drafting, bro. It's coaching.
It might be worse. So you line up all the kids and you're like, all right, I'll take Jimmy. Like, and that's the worst way to do it. And so like whoever's like picked last, but then picked by the coach, like you were picked last by the coach. Like, yeah, we're not really excited to have you on the team, but you were, you know, the 10th draft pick. What? That's horrible.
No. It doesn't work like that either.
How would you possibly, so you're like, it's like a blind bid. So you're like, okay, we're going to say who it is. And then at the end, so they don't know what pick they were. Like, I want to know if I got like my kid got first draft. Do you tell parents?
They usually don't know. So if they played baseball the year before, the coaches rank them on their fielding, throwing, and hitting abilities, and then that grades out, and you have a sheet all set up. So,
jeez, old Pete.
Yeah, and then players are ranked in each round, and you go on and on, and you got freeze round. It's way too convoluted to draft 9 and 10 year olds. And this is just rec ball. It's not even like it's travel baseball. So whatever.
White people will use any reason to rank people. This is insane. Y'all are Jesus crazy.
I wasn't like, I'm not even in the right mood. Like, my mind's not ready for this show. This is the most ill-prepared I've been for one of our shows, and I don't even know how long. It's like,
well, yeah. Then I'm just going to go hard. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm just gonna, my entire purpose is to just shake you this entire show then.
Right. It's going to be easy.
Easy. What is that? Capitalism at its finest. Like, honestly, I have so many new Twitter friends. What's your multiplier? 6 weeks?
Somebody's got a 229 multiplier? Now, no. What's the bit? I missed the first couple of minutes. You said you saw a 13x multiplier.
Somebody said they had a 17 Quailwood. Somebody in Quailwood's got a 17x multiplier. Oh, he's saying episode 229. Yeah, no, we haven't done that. No. Like, we haven't done the. I was just saying hi to the people. We haven't done the music or nothing.
Oh, gee, we haven't done the. We're six minutes in.
Chubby Alex will someday show be like, I remember Too Stupid didn't want him.
Actually, I did have the second to last pick in the draft.
Oh, was it Chubby Alex?
No, it wasn't Chubby Alex, but I did take the lowest rated player.
Wow. Wait, so you took the lowest rated player. So who got the last? So then the person who was picked last was what?
So the second lowest rated, but the best part of it was I picked the lowest rated player. Then the last coach drafted the player that was rated just above him. And the commissioner of the league laughed and he said, his mother's already emailed me 3 times saying, I haven't heard anything from the baseball coach yet. What's going on? I was like, saved. I'm like, dodge the bullet.
So this is literally the same level of like the pros, like they're waiting by the phone. Did my kid get drafted? Who picked my kid? Like, and then you call it like, congratulations, Grandma Edna. Your kid has been drafted in the 57th league. Like, what? What is happening? Cleveland, do you not have anything better to do with your days?
Like, this is just, you should see travel ball. Like, this is rec ball and it's a feeder league to travel ball. Like, it's insane. Like, just go play baseball.
You need some, you guys need better hobbies, man.
Bro, it's just not us. Just not us.
You're feeding into it. You're part of the problem. You're not,
bro. Your state with baseball and football is way worse than ours.
Oh, Texas. Yeah, but that's, I mean, yeah.
And I got suckered into head coaching because they said we got so many kids, we need another head coach.
Wait, what about your kids? Are your kids in it at least?
Yeah, like,
you're coaching. Yep. Wait, what? Did you? Were you obligated to draft them early?
They were froze on your team, so you already got them.
Did you lose a pick for them?
Yeah.
What pick did you lose? Did you lose the first pick? Like,
no. My son just moved. It's a 9-10, so he moved up from the 8U league. So he was a 6-round pick.
Oh my God. That's so brutal. Like, you're like you did you negotiate that? They were like, no. All right, you lose a 4th round. They're like, honestly, like 6th round. You're like, all right, fine. Like, what? You're no. Like, yeah, no, he's a 6-round pick at best, guys. Like, not really anything. I'll probably bench him if I'm being honest. Like,
if his buddies weren't playing 9-10, I would have kept him 8U for age. But also, you know, play him up. He can face the older competition earlier. So, I mean, he won't turn 9 until like the season's almost done. And but so it's fair. I mean, and the kid loves to catch, so. Play the position of catcher. I know you'd even do that to a kid, so I just had to rephrase that.
Yep, little Johnny Bench. Let's go.
Yeah, so.
Good old number 5? Is Johnny Bench number 5? Some effect
that. No, I didn't have to wait 5 rounds to pick. It was just frozen in the 6th round for me, so I just didn't get a 6-round draft pick. So, I mean, which is, in a way, nice. So you're like, oh, I got to make sure I get my son and I burn my 1st round draft pick. And
right. Or you're like, honestly, somebody else could take me. It's not that good. I'm not burning my 1st round draft pick on him.
And there were 11 rounds. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Should we start this show?
Are we gonna we should start the show.
All right.
We'll just keep people wondering when the music will play. So.
Right. Worst game of musical, the opposite of musical chairs.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody dance around. All right. I didn't even have a chance to put a slideshow together.
All right. Play that funky music, white boy.
Play that funky music. All right. We'll play that funky music. So after a 10-minute intro, tune in for all the shenanigans of this episode.
The Auburn Podcast with the property expert. If it's happening in our land, it's the place you want to check first. With your host, too stupid to win and thank you later. Bringing a strategy, news, and cool charts with all the data. This is Upland, where the metaverse goes down. Genesis, San Fran, Rio, and all around. Don't miss a week, you never know what they'll say next. It's the Upland Property Experts, baby, UPX.
Welcome to episode 229 of the Upland Property Experts Podcast. I'm your host, Too Stupid to Win. Damn, I messed this all up this week. And my, as always, Thank Me Later is here.
God, just try and stay mildly composed.
Well, I was helping my wife make a video for her college class that she's taking for one of her certificates on her teaching license. So
that's like half my Google searches. Wife's making college course videos, honestly.
So. So, yeah, I was helping her do that, and we recorded on StreamYard. I took out our background, and I took down our names and all that stuff. So,
gotcha. Trying to stay up for the Spark. I need to see what's up with Spark Tycoon update. I'm really excited. Apparently, it's big news in the Spark Tycoon.
And I'm kind of mad then if there's big news, because there's announcements. For more details, check our announcement channel in Discord. Okay. All right. They got me curious. It's been a while.
Hey, they fixed the earnings. So one thing, while you're pulling that up. So first of all, can I just say on Facebook, the amount of people that got on there and whinged about earnings changes, which we knew was going to happen, right? So April hit, earnings changes. They did a great job. I will say I liked things that I liked, things I didn't. One thing, and of course I just collected my interest, so it's not going to, I'm on cooldown. I like that it was like, hey, here's your multiplier. It laid it out very clearly. When you go to collect it, you can see it. I will say there was a bit of panic initially. I know on the mobile devices, there was some initial, like the earnings. I'm at like 1.2 million a month and it was down to like 400,000. I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then I saw you fix it. I'm like, what did you do? Cause I was down to like 360.
Yeah. And so, yeah, if you went on to the web version, it seemed to be okay there. They've rolled out an update. It's fixed. Now, keep in mind, this was just a visual glitch. It was just visually representing the incorrect amount. It was still calculating correctly in the background. So you shouldn't have missed any earnings from that. But the amount of people that were like, oh my gosh, which again, we knew was going to happen. But y'all, like, first of all, like, all you had to do was the five basic tasks to get the same earnings. And the amount of people, I am shocked at the amount of people that went above and beyond, did all the tasks. I'm debating on whether or not I want to do it this season, just because honestly, like so many other people did, but it's a lot of work. And I'll be honest, I don't know that it's worth the squeeze, but if they gave me a badge, I would do it for sure. For sure, I would do it. And honestly, the way to do it would be to embellish the no, because you actually don't need to buy the season to get as part of it, right? Which I'm kind of surprised. It's very unusual that they have a season pass, but that doesn't have any impact or added value. Honestly, I'm really surprised that isn't one of the things. And because I'd be curious, if you did all of the tasks, if you were one of the people that did all of the tasks to get the extra 0.5% earnings, did you buy the season pass as well? I would be very curious if somebody did all of those tasks but didn't spend the $6.99 to get the season pass. That would be very interesting to me. But they, yeah, I'm really shocked that it's not one of the kind of gimme ones. It should be.
Yeah.
But
I like the premium pass. So, you know, you have the freebie play and then you have the premium, and that gets you with buying the pass, and you get a little extra, you know, a little extra nudge or something for it.
Yeah. It's very unusual that there's no, I mean, yes, you get the, like the weekly bonuses. I mean, you get the weekly, like little things, which is awesome, obviously. Although this week seemed kind of, limited. Only two items?
Yeah.
That didn't feel great.
I was wondering how long they were going to be able to keep up with the pace that they had before.
Yeah, maybe. And like, I guess it's fair to be like, well, that was just, you know, for the first season, we wanted to make it really special. But they kind of set the expectation. Like, I was expecting right? 3 to 4 items a week. And to get down to 2, the property card is cool. So I'm really excited, and I know that I'm not alone when I say the steampunk aesthetic is one of my faves. I bought for the first time several of the ornaments, which actually came with some interesting block explorers as well. I should see. I'm assuming they're sold out by now. They are not. Oh my god, they're really not. I'll buy another townhouse.
I was surprised just how well Upland did communicate that, hey, this is going on, the in-game notifications, and then people were like, what is going on? I was just shocked.
Yeah. Didn't buy the Frost Pass, did buy the Blossom, only going to do 4 or 5 tasks again and see what the percent is next time. Well, I mean, they tell you what the percentage, you don't need to wait and see. I got a whole set of Bolt Brain to burn. What do you get when you burn it? I need to go look at that. I don't like the idea of burning it in general. If you have some extra ornaments to sell, I'm definitely interested to sell or to buy for UpEx. I really like the steampunk aesthetic.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think... So, I mean, definitely a lot of big news between Blossom season starting and the Frost season payouts initiating. And, like, I'm definitely...
The Sparklet announcement and then the party Friday night for Upland at Genesis Week.
Dude, that's going to be so freaking...
Yeah, we'll talk to it in a bit. But since we made Mass Chef wait so long last week, let's get him on early tonight. Pay it back. So let's get our weekly Upland Racing League update and bring on the one and only Mass Chef. How are we doing this week?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
What up?
So this week we had a pretty good week. MMVM's still just dominating the race boards as always. San Mahoney collecting his 3rd win in 4 races, 2nd win in a row, holding on to that first place spot. Matsuda R just 3 points behind. KO Ninja only 13 points behind, but still needs a really good showing for the next 2 weeks if he wants to take the championship. Wander 1976 came up to tie for 3rd place, so he also has a shot at the championship with a couple of really good finishes this week. So it's going to be interesting to see how the last 2 weeks play out. San Mahoney taking the leaderboard on the money list as well. He moved up to take the number one spot in points 2 weeks ago and took the number one spot on the money list this week with 440,000 UPIX. So lots of UPIX out there to be made. I'd just like to point out that all but the last 2 drivers have made back their entry fees for the season, and there's still 2 races left to go, so that's pretty cool. Week 7 has us at the Van Nuys Trophy. This track is owned by Buhlmann. if you guys don't know Buhlmann, he's a Battle BE or bebattle.net and myupland.info runs both of those things for us. Very talented individual, cool racetrack, 2.2 miles, fairly fast, a little bit longer than what we ran on last week, but nevertheless, it's fast and ready to go. Lineups for this week, we got Heat 1 with KO Ninja, Dr. Ted, San Mahoney, M. Waga as the starter, Buhlman and Metaspook in Heat 1, J.H. Tolton, Matsuda, Swedish Mogul, Wander 1976 starting, and TV 125 in Heat number 2 for this week. So looking forward to some really good racing this week. So we'll see how it plays out. And of course, we've got the Blossom Season Upland Racing Series started this week, started today, as a matter of fact, at noon Eastern time this afternoon. Some of the races started getting underway. So we're looking for everybody to get out there and get those races on, and let's have some fun.
Nice. Oh. Wait, so speaking on that, what was the end? Because we had some conversations at the beginning of frost season, what we expected to see, like point totals to get to the championships we were talking about. And mm-hmm. I'd be curious if anybody ended up like buying their way into the championship for points. What?
Yeah, so there's a couple of there is a couple of interesting rule changes that that occurred between frost season and blossom season. The first rule change is all races have to be public races now, so you can't do a private race and earn points. So all of your points races must be public races now. So that was one thing that I thought was rather interesting. The finals race will have a qualifying lap this time around, whereas that wasn't working during the Blas season. So we'll be instituting that for the championship race that happens on the 17th of May. And then the other thing was the max performance scores that they came out with. So they assigned each car a max performance score. Now the leaderboards are based on max performance score instead of car class. So now the max performance scores for the championship circuit is 178 to 226 max performance scores for that leaderboard. So that basically covers your 1, 1E, 1R stock car pro and series 1 special editions.
Oh, interesting. Has that rating been out, or is that new as well?
So that is new. That's new as of last Thursday was when the update came down. They assigned everybody all the cars the max performance scores, and this has a lot to do with what will eventually be the consumables that Upland will come out with to upgrade your cars and be able to increase that max performance score of your car to be able to compete with a higher rated car. So you will be able to use, you know, extra boosts or maybe a performance upgrade that'll give you better handling or better braking or so on. That'll increase your performance score so that you can compete with higher level vehicles.
And maybe, I mean, also let's hope that also is where they start putting in some block explorer stuff, right? So
I would assume that once they get once they lay out how the cars are working and make sure that process is working correctly, I would assume that it's going to be a similar situation with the Block Explorers when that comes around, because that'll be another way that you'll be able to enhance the performance of your vehicle by training your Block Explorer to drive. So, I'm sure that'll be around eventually. I can't say that we're very close to that. I think we're much closer to the consumables for vehicles and being able to upgrade your vehicle and so on, just based on what we've got so far. The good news about the max performance score, if you're running, for instance, if you're running an S1E and you're opening a public lobby, you can put in a max performance score of 194, and then nobody with a car higher than an S1E will be able to get into your race. So it kind of levels the playing field a little bit.
That's kind of lame.
I actually kind of like it because it does open it up a little bit more to allow more people to be able to race without getting your races kidnapped. Because it being done by class, your races could get kidnapped. If you're running an S1 and you open a public lobby, I can come in with an S1E and S1R, a stock car pro, and I'm going to blow your doors off and kidnap your race. So you get no points, you lose your upics, and you just get frustrated. So to me, I think that the max performance score is great to kind of help spread the love when it comes to racing.
So then answer me this then. But in the finals, right? You're gonna lose to them. What's the value then of having a stock car pro if all the S1Es, like, I'm not gonna be able to use it because everyone's just gonna, you know, make it so that they're only racing these tiny cars.
No, because based on kind of how things happened the last time around during frost season, the stock car pro drivers are going to stick together. They know who they are. They open the lobbies, they run the races, they kind of stick together. Same with the S1E people. They kind of stick together. You know, the ones that are running carts, they kind of stick together. So, to me, that doesn't really change anything.
Okay.
If I'm running a stock car pro race, I'm going to put in my max performance score of 224 or 226.
So who's got the highest? So is it what's
220? 226 is the highest right now, and that is the S1 special editions. So like the UK edition S1 is a 226.
Oh, really?
Stock car pro is a 224.
What's an S1R?
S1R is a 202.
What?
Yep.
I don't like that.
So S1R is, in theory, the S1R is the third fastest car on the track right now.
I mean, but that still seems like, I mean, that's a 10% difference.
Yeah. I mean, as far as like, you know, maximum speed and that sort of stuff, it is quite different. The S1R, I believe, is like 207. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure if that's exactly correct, but I know that the stock car pro is 211 max speed. So, and the Series 1 UK edition is 212 max speed. So,
dang, all right.
Very nice. And that's the greatest hat ever there, Mass.
Thank you. You like that?
Love it.
Go Buckeyes, baby.
If you can't win it, you buy it in the portal.
You got that shit right.
You're like, all right, hold my beer, watch this.
That's right.
All right, we didn't want to play your way, but we'll show you something now.
Right.
Yeah. Now, looking forward to the season wrapping up. You know, this week, two races left, still competitive.
Yeah, honestly, I think it's going to be hard for anybody to catch the MMVM group. I think that those two racers are probably the best in the business right at the moment. Matsuda is a series champion from the Pro Series. And you know, San Mahoney is his protege, and they really just know how to go out there and race. They run the team races very well. I think it's going to be really hard to get up, for either KO Ninja or Wander to catch up with them, but who knows? Crazier things have happened. KO could put the Ninja on both of them and jump up there in the last two races. We'll see how it goes. Hyde Park Ninjas. I got to mention this one real quick. Hyde Park Ninjas are sponsoring races tomorrow, so everybody make sure you check out the Hyde Park Ninjas after tomorrow's race or during tomorrow's race.
Very cool. I do have a couple questions, actually. So,
yeah.
One, so from a series fan, so is the winner of the season, is it just points-based? And is that how, and this is a genuine question, like, is that how actual racing works, like, that at the end of the season? Or is there like a championship, like one where your points get you pole position and then you race for the big?
So it kind of everybody kind of runs differently. I mean, F1 runs differently than NASCAR and you know, so on. So it just kind of depends on how they want to set up the racing. Ours is done strictly by points. Whoever has the most points at the end of eight races is the champion for the season. Okay. That's how we run ours. Just to kind of keep the flow going. But I know that, you know, like NASCAR, they have, you know, the playoffs that happen with the first, you know, the last four races of the season. But it runs a little bit differently because more than just the top, you know, however many racers are in for the finals are racing in the finals. So, you know what I mean? So you're not going to have only the top four drivers in the race. You're going to still have a full field. So I'm not exactly sure how the point system works out completely with that, but there is different ways of doing it.
Yeah. Cause I guess I was just wondering, I mean, given and kudos, I think it's much well-deserved to Matsudo and team, but obviously, you know, now it's looking like, I mean, the last couple races, it's going to be a fight for, you know, third, fourth position. There's really not going to be much opportunity for anybody to come close to catching them unless they like don't even show up or something.
Well, so, honestly, you're right. You know, the top two would have to have a big faltered last two races, and whoever's in third or fourth would have to have two miraculous races. Yeah. So, I mean, it's not that it's out of the question, but you know, it is unlikely but that's just kind of how it plays out. In my opinion, you know, the season is generally played out within, you know, the first 5 weeks. And then week six, seven, and eight are kind of on cruise control. But for the last two seasons prior to this season, it literally came down to the very last race of the season before we actually could determine an overall champion. So,
yeah.
You know, this is really the first season since we've been doing this. This is the third season overall, or I'm sorry, fourth season overall. But this is the first one where it's really been that big of a gap. 13-point gap between first and third is a pretty big gap. And this is the first time we've had that large of a gap between those places. So we'll see how it plays out, though.
Okay. And then my next question is, so what is – you know, what sets a driver like Matsuda and team, like, what is it about their driving style? Is it their consistency? Is it like, what do you think it is that just makes them that much, you know, better than everyone? I mean, like,
well, they employ a lot of team tactics and they drive a lot as a team. And that really makes a difference as far as, because at that point, it doesn't matter who wins, whether it's Matsuda or San Mahoney. It doesn't matter who the winner is, as long as one of them is winning, because it's the team that's won. You know, so as a team, they've won 5 out of 6 races for the season. You know, it's either Matsuda or San Mahoney that's won. So, and they, you know, basically they've won 3 apiece. So, you know, it's because they drive as a team. They think like a team while they're on the track. It's not, there's no individual, you know, I got to win things. I noticed that, you know, when one of them is in the lead, the other one runs block. When that one's in the lead, the other one's running blocks, you know, so it just, you know, they just really know how to run that system, and it has made them really dominant. And nobody knows the tracks like they do. They run the tracks hundreds and hundreds of times every week.
That's, I mean, again, I don't think it's any like small feat. Cause I mean, I know the people who are in these leagues and they're very competitive. I know the Ninjas mm-hmm. are very competitive. And so to have that amount of consistent winning, like they are putting in the effort. I don't think it's like a fluke or a,
yeah, for sure.
Anything crazy. So yeah, okay, that's interesting. So you think moving forward, it sounds like the way to really come into this is much more of a team sport than maybe originally kind of
that is kind of my thinking as well. You know, I continue to try to build you know, the team that I have, you know, and eventually we're going to get there and you know, kind of be up there as well. So it's just a matter of time before that happens. I think these guys kind of had the head start because they were a team right from the get-go, from the very first season that we had. So everybody else is kind of playing catch up on them right now. You know, so eventually the catch up will happen. So I'm not too worried about it.
All right, sir. No, cool. No, that's, I was just kind of curious as you were talking. I was like, oh yeah, I'm very interested. I don't know that I have the cycles to get into racing myself, but my goodness, it is evolving in a very cool manner. And I love everything you guys are doing with it.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And thank you again for everything you guys are doing for us. We really appreciate it. And
well we're quite, how's that cold coming? But I mean, it might even upgrade. It might be a full-fledged virus because we're going go-kart racing.
I know, dude. They're killing me. X1 sent me a message with the whole thing on it the other day, and I was like, dude, you are absolutely killing me right now. I'm going to have to quit my job here pretty soon because I got to go go-kart racing. Right.
they got to have something where, like, you have X amount of drinks you can't get in the go-kart, or it's going to be ugly.
Right. Oh, yeah. Man, I didn't even think of that. You're right. That could be a problem. That could be a problem for sure.
I mean, your cold might be a virus by then, and you might be highly contagious unless you're in the city of Las Vegas. It's a rare disease.
You know, I'm starting to feel my skin get a little rubbery, a little, you know, so I don't know. There could be something else going on.
Yeah. You know what? I know a guy. I know a specialist in Vegas who can help you with that.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I shoot me his name. Hit me up in DM. Shoot me his name. We'll get in touch.
Yeah, yeah. Come home with COVID every Genesis. Well, trust me, there's a whole lot worse things to come home from Vegas.
Absolutely. At least that's curable.
Right. I was going to say, there's some stuff you could get in Vegas that's not going to be taking a pill to get rid of.
All the university mask can help you fundraise. He's donating a kidney.
Perfect.
Nice. There you go.
Perfect. Sounds good.
Thank you so much, Mass. Look forward to seeing how week 7 shapes up, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. We'll see you on the track.
All right. See you. Awesome. Man, that season went pretty fast.
It really did, honestly. Like, it was gone before you know. And you know what? The next season started quick. Like, I was just like, oh, I wonder when the next, and then it was like Blossom. And then
I was talking about the race season went quick.
Oh, yeah, that too.
But the other seasons, they did go quick too. I got caught up at work, so I wasn't able to buy any of the ornaments for that. So I was kind of bummed.
They're still for sale.
Wow. Why?
There's hundreds of them still for sale.
Okay.
I just bought one.
Nice.
Yeah, you get, and like the block explorers are kind of cool too.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad. Quicker than totems, right? Crickets on totems. They should have had a cricket totem if they were going to be this silent about it, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boo. This time around, they included the executives and chief executives together.
For what?
The Blossom Ornament Challenge. Before, they were just their own.
Oh, yeah, man, I missed out. I probably should have participated because it probably
was
an easier win.
Yeah. But Uplander and Pro are combined. Directors by themselves. Executive and chief executive are combined this time around for the leaderboards.
Interesting. Can you imagine how busy we'd be if we had to feed totems? No, I'd probably just let mine die.
You're not even going to try?
No, I'll probably try this time. It really depends.
All right.
What else is going on? But yeah.
Yeah. So the gamified earnings came. Dang, people are like falling out on this already. Just like doing it. Min 3 properties done. Buy 5 properties done. Stake 3 races done. The logins they don't have yet because it just hasn't been that long. Participate in 3 races done. Complete structures done. Like, how'd you complete 3 structures? Geez, must have had some ready to go.
Must have. I wonder if it's complete the structure that all you need to do is hit, like.
Yeah, have them ready to go. So as soon as it hits the season, bam, done. Visit 3 cities, yes. Spawn 5 treasures, yes. Completed 2 exclusive collections. Yeah, 2 exclusive collections? Wow, people, yes.
Wait, what color is exclusive? Blue?
Yellow.
Yellow, what?
No, not orange, sorry, orange.
Even orange, what?
Orange.
Complete. That seems difficult. collections. I mean, I'm assuming it's exclusive or greater. Or does it have to be?
It's exclusive. Visit 3 MetaVentures. Done. Blossom Ornament. No.
I bought a Blossom Ornament and put it on. And I took a screenshot because I'm not losing out this time on it. What was I looking? Oh, exclusives. Man, I got to get 2. Ooh!
Let's you go. Have 2 ready to go?
No, I don't think so, but... Let's see. Ooh, shiny.
Shiny.
I like steampunk aesthetic, so I like this Blossom season.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
I was just surprised, you know, as you said, how quickly it was. I'm like, oh, we got a while, and all of a sudden we were on top of it, and the block, I like everything going on.
Yeah, no, it's been good. Oh, I guess I need to build something.
And they said this is the last season that they'll have to use the leaderboard to track, and hopefully it will be in the mission center for the Genesis season.
That will be really nice, honestly. Like, that's definitely one thing I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. So we did tease it a couple of, anything else on the Blossom season before we move on?
No, I'm going to go start building some things now.
All right. So they have the rev up your engines for an unforgettable night at Uplands Genesis Week after party. They ended up renting out a indoor go-karting place.
I can't wait. I've never been in indoor go-karting.
Me either. And they said that there's going to be plenty of entertainment for everyone, free food, drinks, and nonstop fun, something for everyone to enjoy, and prizes. They said that they're up in the ante this year with giving away giveaways throughout the evening, and you'll definitely want to be in it to win it.
Oh, man. I think that's going to get wild.
And they said the prizes awaiting you this year are set to be our most valuable yet. They gave out some, you know, the first cafe, which we saw going up, but it hasn't been implemented. They gave out stock cars. Yeah. They got a lot last year, so I'm intrigued this year.
I wonder what we're expecting the participation to be this year, like the volume, the number of people.
Yeah, I hope more people can make it. A lot of names that I've been hearing are going that I'm excited to finally meet in person. You know, I
like who?
Recurrier.
That's a name.
Oh, you wanted more? You said like who? I gave you one name.
I thought you were saying people that you were going to be excited to meet.
I have. He's been one of the first listeners of the podcast.
I'm just teasing. Especially if he's listening.
Bro, he listens to us when he's going to work. You're going to make him crash the car.
Does he? Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know Recurrier. That's super cool. No, he hasn't been. I'm sure. No, honestly, my hesitation was like, I was trying to think if I had met Recurrier before. Because obviously, I've done so much with him. And we've definitely done some video calls.
Yeah.
But I guess he's not been at any of the events.
No.
Oh. Well, that is super cool. You know who I was? Choina. Where's our boy Choina at? He's been MIA.
Who knows what adventure and rabbit hole he's down now.
Man. That's my boy Choina.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people excited to meet, going to see you for the first time. Yeah. So.
Merced Manor?
Yeah.
Wait, March?
Yeah. No, February.
Yeah, that was February. Who got it in March? Rodrigo? It's a Merced Manor.
He's trying to figure it out now. He's got the one eye squint going on. Yeah, not really sure.
Yeah, way to keep on top of it. Didn't somebody else just hit status?
Yeah, somebody else just hit status.
Wow, and you're supposed to be the neighborhood guy.
And he's mocking us backstage.
Yeah, get it together. Red Hook?
Yeah.
Was it? I don't know. Okay.
I don't know.
Chicago Spartan says Red Hook?
So.
Midtown Terrace.
Okay.
MTT, finally.
Now.
Not too bad for like, what were they? The fifth or sixth node ever created in Upland?
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this?
Oh, they were probably in the top first 10.
Stop.
I think.
Stop trolling. Stop. Okay. Everybody, so Spark Tycoon, they're in the middle of a rollout on a lot of new things. They're going to have 6 new node types out there.
Ooh, no.
They're going to have the small water well, small prairie, small wheat field, small corn field, small cattle, small biodiesel refinery, and small biodiesel furnace. So this is in preparation and laying the foundation for when layer 3 comes. And this gives you the ability to grow corn, wheat, raise cattle, and produce biodiesel. And it will also provide the ability to expand upon and provide you resources needed to start alchemy, working, cooking, and many other crafting mechanisms to come. So they're really going hardcore at it. And they also just dropped, they updated their loot boxes. 25% of the time in the loot box, you're going to get nothing now.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. And they did... And Tycoin is coming to Coinbase. You'll be able to
Tycoins.
Dude,
I should get some free Tycoins. That was my word.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Tosh.
Yep. So you'll be able to purchase Tycoins and use them in Spark Tycoon. In phase 2, you'll be able to use them for Spark rentals. And then phase 3, it will be withdrawal, but they do not have a timeline on that piece at that point in time. Also, you can destroy a node to recover resources. You'll get 75% of the build resources. And so that's pretty fun there. Destroy it, destroy it, destroy it. They overhauled the marketplace and it's now more user-friendly and mobile-friendly. So I know that excites you. And there's a toggle for which currency type you want to use to purchase or sell with.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And they introduced a prize wheel, and you'll be able to spin the prize wheel for resources or NFTs. Free spins will be found in loot boxes, and every spin is a winner.
Well, see? Love it.
But the spins on the wheel in the loot box, you only have a 1% chance of that happening.
Gotcha.
But it happens.
Gotcha.
And then they've done a quality of life with building analytics to node only switch and then search for any property by address to verify it has a node and for sale indicators on nodes that are listed for sale. And they fix some bugs too.
Get it. That's so cool.
Yeah, it really is. Really, really is. Then anything else on Blossom Season? I thought we were done. Just making sure before we moved on. Genesis Week. Yep, we did talk about that. What else? Oh, then we have the Share and Build airdrop is here.
Oh, the airdrops. Yeah. Duh.
Yeah. Pretty easy. You know, you can do it using your Twitter X account, whichever you like to call it. You link it together. And all you have to do is like, reply, and share the highlighted tweets to start earning points. And you can level up through a level 10 campaign. The key thing that I took, what was the biggest thing you took away from the article?
No,
did you read the article?
No, no, because okay. we got the information from the team, right? So like, I assumed like that was my information.
Yeah. Actually it wasn't in the article. It was in the Twitter thread.
Oh, what was it?
It was one of the ones that you were supposed to... Did you do your Twitter actions?
No, I haven't done my Twitter actions yet.
Okay. Have you figured out which one you're using?
No, I probably will do the podcast one, though. Because it's got... I'm like, I don't want to like link a bunch and then have to like split my actions over. So I'll probably rep the podcast. Yeah.
I really thought since... The podcast has more followers than than mine, than my account. I thought that would have the bigger.
Age also plays into it.
It does. And my Twitter, my personal was longer than the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it right now. Must be the.
Well, no. And then I figured that's easy because then you can just do all the actions and just link it to my account. And then.
No. Oh, Jesus. Now look at all the, you're going to start stuff there with that.
Oh, yeah. No.
Did they take it? Did they change that?
What?
Well, if it's not there, I'm not going to say it anymore. I'll check the other post.
All right. Are we wrapping this up? I have stuff to do.
Also, with this, they're going to have the in-game mission. So not only can you do it through the social media aspect of it, you'll be able to. Oh, there it is. Here, let me share screen. I was like, I know I saw it, and I was like, huh. So it says Sparklet, formerly known as Spark. So it looks like Spark's getting a rebranding. They just kind of slipped it in there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they did. So I guess that means we can talk about it then?
I don't know. It says it's formerly known as Spark, so.
I'm going to go ahead and say we can, because it says it right there. This is, I guess, the official announcement. Spark is no longer Spark. It's all Sparklet.
Yeah. And it makes sense. The team talked about the reasons behind that being that there's a lot of different Spark things in the cryptocurrency world, NFT world. So Sparklet gives it something unique.
Yeah.
And then it's not confusing Spark to Sparklet, Sparklet to Spark, back and forth. So. Yeah. All right. I think we covered it all this week.
Oh my dude.
What?
Are you serious? You almost forgot.
What?
Spooky Dookies.
Oh, Spooky. You see, I'm not even prepared.
Jeez. You were going to log out without saying Spooky Dookies?
Yeah.
Come on now. People came here for one thing.
To hear about Spooky Dookies. Make sure you check out Spooky Dookies. Hey, sales have been doing pretty well. I appreciate all the support, and I know people are appreciating getting a third map asset for one UPEX. So we have Spooky Dookies in Los Angeles, Chicago, Queens, and London, coming soon to further cities in the world. So, bro, we didn't let the cat out of the bag. They put it on X.
Yeah, they literally put it on Twitter. I'm not, I claim nothing.
Yeah, I claim nothing. They put it there. So anyway, yeah, Spooky Dookies, go check it out. Buy two, get one for one UPEX. And they got to be of the same value. I did have one person buy a high price one and a low price one. So I was nice and I hooked them up. So it's all right.
All right.
But yeah, they got to be of the same value. Anything else before we get out of here for the week?
Nah, I think that's going to do it.
All right. Everybody be safe. Have fun. See you in the metaverse. Ah, we're just kidding.
Come on now.
We couldn't let you go like that. Come on.
You think we were going to talk about Bermuda? Are you kidding me? Come on now.
Yeah.
April Fool's on you. Yeah. You know I got my Bermuda badge. All you haters.
Hey, they got us good.
No. They got you good, fool. I told you.
You told me. Yeah, you tell me a lot of things that don't end up being true. So
I don't know about all that now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That did seem weird. I almost logged up. Well, you would have missed it.
So, Bermuda, it wasn't an April Fool's. It was a double reverse April Fool's. No.
It was a fool too stupid. Kudos to the team. Tip of the hat. Well played. It was executed to make the veterans who had been through a couple years get, I don't think we lowered it to 1UpX. I believe it was 1 million UpX. I think that's what we settled on, was 1 million UpX.
1 UpX we settled on.
One, whatever. It'll be my, I'm going to hold on to that UpX forever.
It's not marked.
Oh, it is. I'm going to mark it on the blockchain. I think you got a property.
I did get a property.
I did not. Keith heard 1 million. I like Keith.
We did go from 1 million and we went to 1. Say, hey, whose side are you on there, KO?
Keith heard 1 million. Must be 1 million.
But now that's where I made a mistake. I was trying to be greedy and grab some waterfront property. So I clicked on everyone I clicked on, it was being minted. Right. So then I'm like, all right, I got to grab something inland. And then I grabbed it inland. So,
yeah.
But, you know,
Dublin did say it was on an April Fool's joke, but one that involved making people, it would not happen. Yeah. That's right. Yes. I got a second property. Would you say secondhand for a property? Because, there's been a couple that have been sitting out there for like 180. I just can't justify it.
No.
It's super cool, but they're definitely going to expand it. They're definitely going to expand it out. I'm probably going to leave my Block Explorer there for a little bit until it does expand out. It minted out in 2 minutes. It didn't mint. But yeah, it minted out very quickly.
It went out pretty quick. And I know that morning I got up. Well, I was already up. But as soon as it hit time to get on the plane, I'm like, well, there's Bermuda. Time to go get lost. And I text Stakeby later. I'm like, are you on a plane? And you're like, yep.
So you know what's funny is I sent my Block Explorer to just the normal airport in SFO, not the international one. So at the time of, I opened and didn't see Bermuda. And I was like, God damn it, they got me. And then you're like, are you on a plane? And I was like, I was going to respond like, you troll, whatever. And I was like, oh, wait, it's international terminal. It's there. Let's go. I wish I would have gone a little bit earlier. Or actually, the smart people who flew to Miami to get the quicker or the shorter flight, just to give my Block Explorer more time to float, to have a chance to be able to mint without having to send. Also, I will say I flew there with 2 cents. So I broke down and paid 99 cents.
We've done videos in the past saying that's one of the things you got to check before going to the city is your cent count.
Hey, that's gamification at its best. I have enough properties in San Francisco that I could have easily stocked up for free before I left without any issue. But I got excited and I went and I was like, you know what? It's worth the 99 cents. I'll just do it.
And I know Dizzy was on the East Coast, somewhere on the East Coast. So he flew in and landed ahead of us. And he's like, I landed. I got off the plane. I'm like, son of a. I'm like, this is going to happen. I'm like, all right. I go, last shot is it's going to hit noon and nothing's going to unlock and everybody's going to click and be like, hey.
There's no like at that point, it was. Yeah, there was no chance. Plus, the Upland team, I showed you guys I blew up everybody on Upland.
And they ignored you. They ignored you. They said they'll listen to me. They ignored you.
Well, no, but that told me everything I needed to know. I was like, it's happening. Because if it wasn't, they'd be like, oh, yeah, no, it's not happening. It's okay. But they didn't. And that's what I was like. That was my tell.
That was your tell?
Once the props were on the map, it was too real. Yeah, that's true. There was also some day of speculation that they were going to be 1UpX. And that I was like, dang, if it's one up X, then maybe they do it so you can only mint one property, which I think would have been really interesting. But then I thought, if you mint it one up X, then you're not getting any interest, which I was like, that's a cool loophole for Upland. Sell properties for one up X, limit it to like mint one, like have a mint cooldown. So you can only mint like one an hour or something. So that way you can't just mint it all out. Because like the other thing was there was no FSA, right?
Right.
Which was also cool. Like, so there were so many interesting things about the release. So many speculations. Again, I think they've now opened themselves. Oh, the other thing which was funny to me is the amount of people that then were mad on Twitter or Facebook that were like, wow, so much for Upland being attached to the real world. I guess we're just making things up now.
That was hilarious.
Wait. No. The structures are more fantasy, but these are real. Bermuda's a real place, y'all. Like, that's not, that wasn't the, like, they didn't make
I was up. Like, I go, is this April Fool's that they think that Bermuda's not a real place?
No, they were.
They like, were serious. Oh. Yeah. They were dead serious.
Pretty sure they were from Ohio.
You're from Ohio.
you're currently in Ohio. That's all I'm saying.
I am.
I thought they nailed it. Loved it. Yeah. Even though I didn't get a prop. I did get the badge. Love the badge.
That's the only thing that makes me happy is that
there's no joke about the property prices.
I was a non-believer, but you...
You should not get a badge. Your badge should be removed and given to me.
One, I got a badge. Two, I got property.
Yeah, you got a badge and a property. I'm starting a petition. You should not get any.
And for as many people saying it was April Fool's and everybody giving their reasons, I was like, well, I'm not missing out because one, speculated on a badge. Two, if it was real, I'm not missing out on the first territory slash country release. So I'm gonna be there.
Yeah. No, well done, Upland. With as chaotic as it was and with as few properties and as many people as were there, I do think it actually went off fairly well. Like, I wasn't really lagging. I was just slow. Honestly, yeah. Like, I dilly-dallied. And, like, that was all it took. Like, it went so quick. It was just gone. I got... What? There's a BE? Shut up. There's not a...
No, his Block Explorer covers his badges. His Block Explorer covers the badges, so you can't see the badges.
I got the badge on my profile, but not... Oh, okay. I misread that. Also, I got to keep an eye out. So I've been looking for other people with high number of badges because I'm current... That Bermuda puts me at 16. As far as I'm aware, I'm still the badge leader. However, the longtime lurker and OG listener, TM, sneaky TM, catching up quick. I think he's got like 14, at least.
Oh, really?
12 or 13 now. I like saw, because I was just like scrolling through and I just saw somebody with like tons, because he's got a bunch of the football badges.
Yeah.
He had like the travel badges and the foot. I mean, he's got their generic badges.
Stop. No, stop.
You know,
no.
Even Rodrigo was stop. Like,
no. He's telling you to stop trolling.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. Like, it's bad if even Rodrigo is like, no, don't. That's fair. No. Shout out to him. I mean, definitely keeping me on my toes. Honestly, badges are very difficult to earn in game. There is no easy badge. Really? Well, that's not true. The season badges are pretty freaking easy. Just go pay $6. I was like, I got to keep an eye out. I might have to actually participate in the next like NFL season just so I don't lose my badge.
Yeah. And this is going to be one of the things, you know, a couple of years down the road is you're looking at some of the older accounts with all the old badges. I mean, you have the badges from the people that were here in 2019. They got founders badges. The first airplane ride badge.
We missed that. We missed the founders badge by like a month.
Yeah. Not even. I missed it by. I don't know if they started advertising in January 1st, 2020, or if they were advertising at the end of December 2019. But I know it took me a while of seeing their ads before I clicked on it and signed up to play. So,
yeah.
But I think I was right there in that window that if it was in December, I just didn't. I should have took it then and there when it piqued my interest.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Anyway.
So. Yeah. Bermuda was good. And we did get the comment that everybody really enjoyed our show last week, even though we talked a whole hour about was it a joke or not a joke. And so
I mean it was fun. I think we had fun with it.
Absolutely.
I mean it was legit. Like that was legit, like pure again, like everything about that. Like I know sometimes we like feel like we ham it up a little bit, but like That was a true roller coaster of I went in, like you had convinced me that it was fake, but then literally the longer we talked about it, the more I'm like, man, I really think that this is actually gonna happen. Wait a second, this is real, this is gonna happen. And yeah, Zach, we definitely talked about Spark Tycoon. We actually talked a little bit earlier. It was a good combo, and we convert. Yeah, I was by the end, I was very sure. Like I was gonna be shocked and quite upset if it was fake. There was just so much, there were so many good reasons for it to not be fake. And the same way, yeah, that's true. It did go nuts on Totems. You know what? That's why they haven't brought him back. They're like, we don't want to piss off TML.
No.
We can't deal with another rant.
The game doesn't revolve around you. I don't know how many times we have to say that. The game doesn't revolve around you.
As far as I know, Bermuda was a joke until the podcast, and then they're like, wow, Thank Me Later is really invested in Bermuda. We want him to get that one up X. So you know what, I will say this to the entire Upland community, you can thank me later.
You see, this is why you got to stop letting him be right. Stop listening to the man. His head, like, yeah, it shrunk when he lost all this weight, but yeah, it's actually like 8 times what it really was when we started this.
Yeah, I got to buy smaller pants and bigger hats. That's what's up. Let's go.
Oh, Totems will come back when they have a bunch of other UPEX sucks going on, and it's going to be very fun.
That would, I know, I was kind of hoping he would have cut the credits at that point, honestly. But
I should have.
Yeah,
I should have.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah. Now, so good job, Upland. Unfortunately, Thank Me Later was right. But I got a property. He didn't. So I'm happy with that.
You know what? I think in the community would agree. I think your penalty for losing should be you have to give me that property for one UPEX.
No.
I think so. No. Community, what do you think?
They're going to say yes just to piss me off. So
the two stupid should have to give me his property for one UPEX. I think that's fair. I think that that's fair.
Fair.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started. Like I talked to my kids about being fair.
I think that's fair. 1 million UPEX.
Yes, okay. You can have that property for 1 million UPEX.
1 million UPEX.
No.
Bam tech.
Yeah. Friends. Hopefully, if you're considering going to Genesis Week, you should really go there. It's going to be an amazing time. Can't wait to see what the indoor go-kart's all about. Can't talk about the fun experiences it is meeting everybody and just hanging out for a couple of days. Just don't after party with Thank Me Later, though, because it can be bad for your health.
Unless you want the best after party ever, because the TML after parties are legend. Wait for it. Darren, you're welcome.
Nice How I Met Your Mother reference there.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Anything else before we get out of here officially this time?
Not financial advice. Not health advice either.
You're right.
Right. No. That's it. This is for real this time. Y'all can go to bed and dream about the sweet Bermuda properties that you're never going to own.
All right, everybody. Until next week, have fun. See you out there in the metaverse.
The Auburn Podcast with the property expert. If it's happening in our land, it's the place you want to check first. With your host, too stupid to win, and thank me later. Bringing a strategy, news, and cool charts with all the data. This is Upland, where the metaverse goes down. Genesis, San Fran, to Rio, and all around. Don't miss a week, you never know what they'll say next. It's the Upland Property Experts, baby, you pick.